Okay, it is a Thursday morning, and so we did say good morning to the good Dr. Mukete Setuaba. Welcome back, Doc. Thank you so much for joining us once again. How goes it?
Good morning, Epps, and good morning to your listeners. It goes one step at a time, Epps, just one step at a time.
One step at a time, as my grandmother used to say. I don't know how to translate it in English, but in Xhosa it says "Tunembe." One step at a time. I think that's the best way to explain it. That said, Doc, I mean, for the past couple of weeks, I mean, all we've been hearing, or most of the things that we've been hearing, is social distancing, self-isolation. And some people are sitting like, what are they talking about? What do they mean? Apparently this is our new normal. But let's talk about these terms, Doc. I mean, what has been the impact of self-isolation, self-distancing and lockdown on people's health?
You know what, Epps? One thing that I've picked up since level 3 has been instituted is that people are coming up with real life stories of what those words mean. It's very unnatural to isolate. Isolation is not a natural thing. Self-distancing is not a natural thing that people do. So we've been asked to do things that are unnatural for the sake of flattening the curve and everything else. But, you know, the biggest trouble was we're not given a time frame of how long. And this has now been going for about 91 days. And we are seeing the aftermath of that. People are coming now with social distancing stress or social distancing anxiety or things that are now diseases that are now coming from that. So we are seeing a new type of disease now where stress, just by self-isolating, lockdown is bringing up stress, anxiety, depression. Now we have to start dealing with that as well.
Doc, how would I know if I'm developing signs of anxiety, stress, or depression?
Remember that this is one of the conditions, mental conditions, that where people don't report on. So we always ask people, you have to do a self-assessment on yourself. So if you start starting to have feelings of despondency, if you're having poor sleep, if you're becoming irritable, if you're having difficulties concentrating, low moods, these are just some of the symptoms suggestive of, or signs suggestive of, anxiety and stress. And there are a number of tests online that you can do to do a self-assessment. So once you actually start taking yes, 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 yes to some of these things, it is time to see a doctor. It's time to come face-to-face with. You might be experiencing some stress and anxiety from social distance, because of social distancing, lockdown, and isolation.
Doc, it's one thing to talk about the stress, right? As something that we know, that we're hearing from studies is happening. But have you come across clients experiencing some mental health problems as a result of social distancing or isolation?
I know that prior to this, we're listening to you know, what's happening at the schools. I've come across teachers that are now having to go back to school to face the reality of this new normal. So if you're a teacher that's used to hugging and kids are used to that, now you have to say no and keep them at an arm's length, that in itself starts breeding anxiety of, wait a minute, there's something not natural about this. So I'm seeing those type of clients that are now in the forefront of having to deal with the new normal. I'm also seeing clients that are in the health sector that have been exposed to and have contracted COVID, but now they have recovered, but they have to go back to that environment. So they're experiencing post-traumatic stress disorder or facing the environment that they contracted the virus in. It is real, but it's one of the things that is not talked about as much. And it's the same thing with most mental conditions. People don't put them to the forefront and say, hey, these are the things that are happening out there.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you at home, we are chatting to Dr. Mokete Setuaba, and we're talking about self-isolation and all these new terms or this new normal that we find ourselves in. And the good doctor says that, you know, this comes with its own problems where people are experiencing mental health problems, depression, stress, anxiety. Are you one of those? Have you perhaps, listening to the doc, felt that I might actually be one of these that are suffering from this? Would love to hear from you what's happening in your life. And that being said, if you have a question, please feel free to ask it. Doc, the question then is, I'm listening to you. I feel like I'm experiencing some of the symptoms of these things that you've mentioned right now. What do I do then? How do I reduce the effects of social distancing and self-isolations on my mental health?
Yeah, so most of the clients that I've dealt with, it was just saying to them, it is normal to feel these things. What we're going through as a country, as a nation, as the world, is an abnormal condition. So now to then try and normalize, these negative feelings, you are saying to people, you shouldn't even be feeling like that. But the first thing that we need to do is recognizing that this is an abnormal situation, and it will come. There will be a fallout. Just for example, there's a research that says that in just 15 days of lockup in solitary confinement, just those 15 days in solitary confinement are enough to cause permanent psychological damage in prisoners. I mean, we have been in lockdown for 91 days now. So if solitary confinement, 15 days of solitary confinement can result in permanent psychological damage in prisoners, there will be some fallout in most of our people. So number one, use technology to remain connected if you can. Exercising is also important. Establish a routine that allows you to have some semblance of normality while we are trying to curb this the curve. Most importantly, as I said, seek help early, because these things, this new normal, will result in anxiety, depression, stress. But just be open about this different feelings that social distancing and lockdown are bringing up. Be real about them. This is not a normal state of affairs.
Yeah. Doc, listen, very quickly then, your parting words for this session?
I always tell people, don't suffer in silence. As I said, these are abnormal times, but this too shall pass. So just speak up so that help can be given to you early before the conditions fester and they become more difficult to handle.
Doc, thank you so very much for joining us on the show. And once again, if people want to get a hold of you, perhaps with more questions and maybe consultations, where would they go?
They can go to info. They can email me at info@drmtsetuaba.co.za.
Doc, thank you so very much for joining us on the show. A very good morning to you.
Thank you very much, and good morning to everyone.
Thank you so very much, Doc.